A major Sydney school has been shut down and staff at a Brisbane hospital are home in quarantine as the coronavirus continues to spread across the country. There are now at least 60 confirmed cases in Australia, including an eight-month-old baby diagnosed overnight in South Australia. In Sydney, the Epping Boys High School has been shut down for at least a day after a student tested positive to the virus. And in Brisbane, 15 staff from the Mater Hospital are in isolation after they were exposed to a patient who was infected. Major supermarkets are now limiting sales of toilet paper, rice and hand sanitizer after a week of panic buying by customers. The airline industry is encouraging people to continue to travel as it faces a major economic hit from the coronavirus outbreak. The International Air Transport Association is predicting a global revenue loss of up to 19% in a worst-case scenario if the global spread continues. That would see losses of more than $170 billion. Struggling airlines are also at risk of folding. The US Democratic contest is now a two-horse race, with Elizabeth Warren ending her presidential campaign. The senator was a favourite early in the race but failed to pull the votes. Her withdrawal leaves a clearer path for Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. She hasn't yet endorsed either of her former rivals.